Praise be Jesus Christ.
Dear friends, earlier last week, or actually still this week, I stopped by one of the rooms in my house and I saw sitting in there a reminder of my appreciation of music and that in the fourth grade, that's when it began. Because in that room is a cello. And I began playing the cello when I was in the fourth grade. Back then, of course, the cello was bigger than I. But in some ways it still is, but let's not go there. But what happened from the fourth until the 12th grade, I consistently played in chamber orchestras, quartets, and I gained a very fine appreciation of music. Now, I wasn't a virtuoso, but at the same time, I think I did pretty well. But I gained an appreciation of classical music, and especially of the harmonies as well as the melodies that are woven through various songs, to the point that, you know, I do listen to a lot of classical music. I grew up with a lot of the pop music, too, back in the 70s and the 80s. And it's interesting because I was one of the few that didn't listen to the words, which is probably good. But I would listen to the melodies and the harmonies that were woven within a lot of these songs. In other words, to find something deeper than just what's on the surface. Question is, do we do that in our own lives? Do we see the glory of God in our daily lives? Or do we just look at certain signposts like the upcoming Christmas celebration or Easter? Do we look at each day? Today in our gospel passage from the evangelist St. Luke, we receive a preview, a foreshadowing, if I may say, a gospel movie trailer of Jesus' ministry. His ministry of compassion, who he is, a ministry that will culminate in the salvific act of his own self-surrender on the cross for our redemption. That is why Jesus is conceived in the womb of Mary. That is why Jesus is born, why we celebrate Jesus' birthday on Christmas is for Easter. Jesus coming into this world is not a divine bucket list item. It's intentional. Because God's love for us has no measure. This gospel passage here fortifies our faith, the faith of the church, and especially the early years of the church, 2,000 years ago, that it was relevant. Just like in 2021, soon to be 2022, the church is relevant, the church is necessary for the salvation of humanity. St. John the Baptist proclaims God's steadfast love for all of us. This divine love is articulated in the telling and celebrating of the Jesus story and his immeasurable goodness to us. You know, St. Luke frequently uses the phrase or the word today as an adverb. You know why? No, this isn't a dialogue homily. Luke highlights the ancient Israel tradition that the Jewish people celebrate their covenant with God every single day. In their vernacular is today. Tomorrow they'll say it again, today. It's perpetual. And so that also enters into the Christian tradition. Today. We are no different. This solemn season of Advent, dear friends, invites us to be prepared for Jesus, as the words of St. John the Baptist echo, not just in our minds, but should echo in our hearts. What are we doing in our lives that's different now in Advent than in ordinary time? If the answer is nothing, then we need to get to work. Do we have an Advent wreath at home? Man, it doesn't have to be necessarily that size. But what do we have? What reminds us right now at home that we are in the Advent season? This is a season of faith and hope. We embrace the words of St. Paul in his letter to the people of Philippi, a principal city in ancient Macedonia, and also in his letter to the people here in Jefferson County. We are to discern what is of value in our lives, to see the kingdom of God and how it relates to Jesus Christ. This season of Advent, dear friends, in this holy anticipation, this watching, this waiting, we prepare to celebrate Jesus' birth as well as his second coming. This is holy anticipation, and it's call to purity in mind and heart. My dear friends, we travel together this Advent season, this spiritual pilgrimage we call Advent. Today, in those words of St. Luke, today, we celebrate the saving power of God in our lives this Advent season. Amen.